This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There's been more violence in Iraq today. Four foreigners, at least one of them apparently American, were killed in a rebel ambush of their SUVs in Fallujah, a Sunni stronghold west of Baghdad. Residents dragged the corpses through the streets and hanged them from a bridge. In a separate incident, five American soldiers were killed in a roadside bombing nearby. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad, where he's just attended a news briefing by American authorities. Ivan, what more do you know about today's violence?
Bob, I'm having trouble hearing you over this connection. I will say that four individuals are reported killed. The U.S. military would not say what the people's names were, nor what organizations they worked for, or what their nationalities were. They want to tell the families first. They did confirm, though, that these were civilian contractors who were killed in Fallujah when their two vehicles were ambushed and then the crowd set upon their bodies. In the separate incident, it was a large improvised explosive device, a roadside bomb that created a crater of some 10 to 15 feet and killed some five American soldiers. That is quite a lethal bomb for Iraq. We have these things taking place every day, but the most deadly incident of this kind in weeks to take place here in Iraq.
Well, what did the American authorities say about this? What do they believe is going on?
Well, there were some strong words for Fallujah today coming from the U.S. military spokesman, General Mark Kimmett. He said, quote, the people of the city of Fallujah, they just don't get it. He went on to say that this was a minority that is responsible for the violence there. He insists that this is a restorationist movement that wants to restore some kind of Ba'ath Party movement, Ba'ath Party rule in Iraq. And a civilian spokesman for the U.S. Civil Administration also said that these are not the kind of people that we want to help here in Iraq. They are stressing that this is a minority, and they say that the U.S. Marines who've taken over control of Fallujah just about a week ago, they insist that they will be able to resume control in the center of that city in the near future.
But from what you know of Fallujah, is today's violence really a surprise?
The only surprising fact is the amount of animosity, the anger, and the savagery that was meted out on bodies of civilians, not military. However, as far as the military is concerned, Fallujah has been truly a symbol of the Iraqi insurgents almost since the first weeks of the U.S. occupation last April. We know that it is quite a dangerous city, and the attacks that have been coming against U.S. troops, it's been every month. It's really been a dangerous place for them. And there were serious clashes that went on just last week between U.S. Marines who took over security in that city and insurgents.
What is it about Fallujah that makes it particularly dangerous?
Well, it's predominantly Sunni Muslim. This is the population that benefited most from Saddam Hussein's government. It was known as a smuggling community under his rule. And the reason this became such a symbol of Iraqi resistance, it stems from two demonstrations that took place in April of last year when American soldiers opened fire on the crowd, killing and injuring dozens of Iraqis. Since then, that's when the resistance has really built up from there. And since then, residents of that city have taken pride for the fact that they are a real symbol of Iraqi resistance. In fact, there are DVDs filmed, there is music recorded in that city, basically praising the residents of Fallujah, who have now become world famous, certainly in the Arab world and in the Middle East, for fighting back against the American occupation.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.